Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Fairbanks schools performed better than a less than stellar statewide performance average on a new standardized test. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District released results from the first administration of the PEAKS test, which assesses 3rd through 10th graders in English, math, and science relative to statewide standards. Fairbanks students performed marginally above statewide proficiency averages, which range from the low 30s to high 40s. District Director of Teaching and Learning Melanie Hadaway describes the test as a high-level snapshot.
To look at how our students doing, I mean, that's really sort of that goal. And then even at the district level, how is our district comparing?
Hadaway stresses that while the test can be used to adjust programs, it's just one of many ways to assess individual student performance. She cautioned against any rash moves given that the test is only in its first year and needs some adjustments, noting that PEAKS tested some high school students on material they hadn't learned yet.
It may or may not be aligned with curriculum, and it doesn't mean that over their high school career our students won't receive all of those, but they may be being tested on standards that many of our ninth graders haven't experienced yet.
Hadaway and other district officials say reworking the PEAKS test to better match what students are learning may be a challenge in high schools because not all students take the same courses in the same grade. Governor Bill Walker says a U.S. Navy base in Alaska could be key to dealing with North Korean aggression or other threats in the Pacific region. In a statement released by Walker in light of the latest nuclear test by North Korea, he says an Alaska Navy base fits into a comprehensive strategy forwarded by Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker of Tennessee, emphasizing deterrence and empowering regional allies. Walker says an Alaska Navy base would provide the quickest access to Asia under the protective umbrella of the Missile Defense Base at Fort Greely. He says it could additionally support for collaborative training with allies. A social media campaign rolled out by the organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has caught on with the group it's targeting, hunters. Across the country, the slogan, "Shoot selfies, not animals," was co-opted by people putting up social media posts featuring animal trophy photos of game taken in the field. It's a bit of social media mockery, but as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, PETA is still calling it a success.
Anchorage resident David Nikolai spotted something he found funny online.
I saw a friend post a PETA frame as he was butchering a moose, and it was pretty great photo for me.
Beneath the eviscerated ungulate was the phrase, "Shoot selfies, not animals."
Being a hunter myself, I had to just copy it and put it up across all my social media.
In the picture he uploaded, Nikolai is posing proudly next to the spiky antlers of a caribou he shot last year. The frame has been downloaded more than 400,000 times, and a lot of those images feature camo-clad hunters posing over dead deer, bears, squirrels, moose, and more than a few turkeys. But PETA says even if hunters thought they were making fun of the organization, it didn't work.
It totally backfired on them, shot our frame up to number one on Facebook, got us all kinds of attention, and is, you know, bringing the anti-hunting message to a whole new audience.
Daniel Karen is an outreach coordinator for PETA. He says that with so many gory photos of dead animals flooding social media feeds, non-hunters may be put off, and people who might not have ever heard of PETA are now getting funneled toward their messaging. Karen doesn't believe the Shoot Selfies campaign has anything to do with people who hunt out of necessity, who he says are just a tiny share nationwide of the people who shoot animals.
The majority of people killing these animals are doing it for fun.
Karen doubts people who depend on subsistence hunting for food are spending much time on Facebook. But to Nikolai, that sounds out of touch.
Feels like it's a disconnect of this traditional way of life in this culture.
Nikolai is Yupik and Athabascan, and even though he lives in Anchorage and could get by without filling the freezer with game, he still says there are plenty of worthwhile reasons to hunt and post about it on social media.
Subsistence is our way of life still, especially for people still living in rural Alaska. You know, the idea of not shooting animals means not eating.
Nikolai says he'll keep hunting and points out selfies aren't going to feed the family. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And finally tonight, the Fairbanks International Airport has reported the first freezing temperatures of the season, 32 degrees on Sunday morning. The last time the airport saw 32 degrees was May 7th, and that's according to a tweet posted by the Fairbanks chapter of the Alaska Weather Service. Temperatures are expected to stay above freezing at night for the remainder of the week, but weather services are advising lower areas in the Tanana Valley to prepare for continued frost. A blast of windy weather, however, is forecast to arrive tonight in the Alaska Range with gusts as high as 70 miles per hour. Fairbanks is forecast to get rain and moderate winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.